Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Alberti, CEO and founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And one of the things I think we are all looking for are more clients and the ability to make money from our work, because we spend so much time producing all this great content. We should be making money from our work. So we have a really great guest who she makes money from her work. She is a photographer, and she not only does she get photography clients for herself, but she helps other photographers grow their businesses as well. In addition to helping photographers with their businesses, she is also an award-winning full-time portrait and wedding photographer. So today's guest for episode 362 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Lucy Dumas. Lucy, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Mark. I love your energy. You're like, woohoo, let's just get out there and have our breakthroughs. I like it. I got to step it up. I can't be little Miss Slow Gal with your audience. So I'm here to go for it too.
Lucy, that is the right mindset we need to have going into any episode on Breakthrough Success. So this one's definitely going to be a blast. And before we dive deep into how we can get clients, and I know we're focusing more on a photography business angle. This is not an area we talk about as much on for Breakthrough Success, but I know a bunch of you, you're taking pictures, maybe you're thinking about Zazzle and all this fun stuff. So this is going to be a great episode for anyone looking to grow their business. So I'm wondering if you can give us some background a little bit into why you got into photography and then eventually helping other photographers.
Okie doke. Well, and first of all, the principles that I teach are applicable to every industry in general. There are some specifics when I'm working with a client that are about, exactly what to say to specific networking groups or target markets and so forth. But overall, I've learned my craft. I've learned the marketing from a million sources, not just photography experience. So let's see, your question again, how I got into it. Yes?
Yes.
I always was the girl with the junky camera taking pictures. Never totally satisfied, because I had this art vision in my mind and the camera would not create that. And also I was the editor of my yearbook in high school. So I not only learned how to run a business, because when you're the editor, you're running a business. You're not doing sales, but you are creating a finished product. You're managing a team. So that experience was invaluable with my future career that I didn't know I was going to be launching. But in my mid-20s, I was on a date, and the guy had just purchased a 35mm, and I helped him figure out how to load the film, and I took a few pictures with it, and it's like kind of like the background here. I took this, by the way, this is the San Joaquin Valley in California coming down from the Sequoias, in case people are wondering if this is like Tibet or something. Nope, California. Anyway, and then I was running a little business in the airport, and they had trained me on running a business, and I'm a natural salesperson at heart. When I was about 7, I walked around the block and picked flowers. I made little bouquets, not knowing that I was stealing flowers. I thought these were, they just showed up. And then went back around, I was a little 7-year-old, and sold the little bouquets to the people whose flowers I had just stolen. So I was creating my art and I was selling it. So it was a natural marriage for me. So then when I became unemployed during a recession, the contract was canceled with my airport job, which was perfect because I was no longer interested in it. I was passionate about photography. So I made a decision to be a photographer, and everyone told me I was crazy. It was too competitive, which now in comparison, the competition now is like times a million. But I knew deep in my gut that this was what I was supposed to be doing and that I could figure this out. And so then I just learned. I read things. I joined professional organizations. I found mentors. I worked for other photographers. I did whatever it took every day for the last 37 years to make this work.
And I mean, the level of persistence there, and at the beginning, just like not really realizing that this was going to turn into your business. And it's just really fascinating that you just had this feeling in your gut and you went for it. And now you achieve success as a photographer. You help other photographers achieve success as well. And I know a lot of the principles here that we're going to cover can really apply to any business. So if you're a blogger, if you're a YouTuber, this really applies for you. So I think we should just get right into it right away, because a lot of people, they put out this content and then they look at the dreaded word ROI and they don't see anything good out of it. So how do you produce work that you then make money from? Like, how does that work for you?
Well, in photography, it's commissioned art. I do a lot of beautiful and travel photography, like you're seeing in the background, for my own personal enjoyment. I do enter those in local photographic competitions. But in order to be paid, I find someone who loves what I do, who's interested, and then I go through a very strategic sales process with them. First, enrollment into the idea, and then selling them on the concept of creating art of their families or their children or their pets that they will use in their home. So basically the game is to find people that will say yes. And what has happened, and I'm not sure if it's true with every industry of the people that love your show, but the competition has become so fierce in my industry. In fact, I Google mapped photographers in my zip code. How many do you think showed up? Pick a guess.
Hundreds.
887 in one zip code in San Diego.
San Diego is a big place, though.
No, in a 3 mile radius. In a 3 mile radius,
incredible.
So then you take those 3 miles and the rest of San Diego. There's probably 500,000 people who consider themselves or are trying to be professionals in San Diego, and most of them are sitting. This is my opinion. I could be wrong, but sitting at their computer trying to get clients. And what I teach my coaching clients is how to get out into the world, meet people, put your stuff in front of people, make eye contact, develop a relationship. And yeah, it's kind of scary. And I've heard a lot of people say that they have social anxiety. Well, if we're sitting at our computers and our screens most of our lives, then it's kind of natural that you might feel a little awkward just meeting people and talking. But so to me, to get clients, I have to get out of my chair. Get out of my chair, Lucy. and do things that will introduce me to my ideal clients. And my ideal clients are people that are not looking for cheap and cheerful photography. They're people that once they understand the quality of what I offer, what makes me different, then they want it. So it's all part of the journey.
And that is a really great point you mentioned, because if we do sit by our computers, it's, you know, like not being as talkative to people, that's, it's going to make sense if we fall into that pattern. Like, hosting Breakthrough Success has definitely made it easier for me to talk to people and engage in these kinds of conversations over time, just because it's something you get more used to. And I really love that idea of, like, it's great to do outreach, Facebook ads, scale online, stuff like that.
Oh, but, sure.
Like, going out, as Lucy mentions, that is something that will really help you with your business dramatically. Yes, it's those relationships that really make the big difference. So I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit more on that, because I think that's such a great concept that I don't feel like enough people are doing, just like getting out, realizing the computer is great, but there's more to it than that. So how do you find these people to reach out to, like outside of, you know, typing an email?
So I'll give you an example of one of my coaching clients who actually, we call it, I was her friend-tor for 12 years. So I was casually mentoring her over the years. But recently she hired me as her coach with regularly scheduled appointments. And she's a connector of people. That's her nature. So my idea for her was to build a group of people who have small businesses in the San Diego wedding market. And she calls it the circle of friends. And so she went to bridal shows, she made phone calls, she drove to florist shops and cake bakers and invited people to attend an event where there would be other wedding vendors. And then she set up a program where they meet once a month and they have a little talk and then some networking. It's not super formal, like a BNI or something like that. It's building friendships, because what happens naturally when you have friends in your industry, you want to support them. So you're going to refer them. And they're going to be so happy that they're going to refer you back. And so that's been working really nicely for her. And I think they have a quarterly like party and then a monthly meeting. So that's one way that somebody got out of their chair. Yes, she's in her chair making some phone calls. She was on the computer sending invitations, on the computer researching who are vendors, asking other vendors, who do you like to work with? Who's your favorite DJ? Went to bridal shows and walked around and met people and invited them. So very proactive. So that's one way, is create a community.
That's a really great insight. I mean, you can go to events, and that's also great, like going to events and the community's already there. Like Lucy and I, for instance, we met at the New Media Summit. Mm-hmm. And if you go to events like that, like your equivalent, you can meet with really awesome people. And like events like New Media Summit, like you get on a lot of podcasts or shows, and like people sometimes got on as many as like 40 different podcasts because of that. But going to those kinds of events and meeting people is really awesome, but also holding your own event. And one of the myths is that it costs like $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 to actually hold one of these things, because you need this big space. But you could just get like some kind of office space for like maybe $100 or $200, or even at your local library where like,
right.
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of different ways to do so. I love the idea, because I thought we were just going towards like going to other events, which is great, but holding your own event, as you mentioned, is also really great as well.
Yes. Another way that I get photography clients is through charity events. And so researching the events where the ticket price is high, usually at least $75 to $100. It is my target market. And so like I would not do an event that's full of male plumbers, for example. They're not my target client, no matter how high the ticket price is. Or golf tournaments. I've found, learned the hard way, that a golf tournament, the ticket price is high, but that's because golf is expensive. And unless it's a women's golf tournament, there won't be enough of the target market to have that be successful. But what I do is I contact a charity, find out about their event, donate a gift certificate, and then I have a strategy about how to take the person who won that certificate all the way to purchasing 3 to 7 portraits that they use as art in their homes. So it's a whole journey, but it starts with doing the research to find charity events. Wow. And then all the rest of the stuff. So, yeah.
And it's interesting you mentioned these different areas where, I mean, the more creative you are and the more research you do and the more attentive you are to opportunities, the more of these kinds of breakthroughs you're going to find, where like charity events, golf tournaments, and other stuff like that. And you can find your equivalent of that kind of opportunity just by thinking with the right mindset and being a little more creative with how you can offer your products and services to people. So really awesome stuff. One question I do have, though, is one of the things I preach on the show very often is that your habits make or break you. So with that in mind, I wonder if you could share with us some of your habits that you would say are essential for your success.
Well, I wake up every morning feeling like I have a boss, and that boss has certain things that she expects from me. Sometimes my boss is a little bit hard on me, and I have to talk to her now and then. But I have a little list of, like this morning, I typed on my sticky notes. This is something Mac has that I enjoy. That is, I just do a to-do of like 3 things to get done today, in addition to that are growing the business or part of my current business project. And then I'll put some notes about to do later. But keeping that little bit of organization. The other thing I found for me, there's a test called the Kolbe test, K-O-L-B-E. And if you have not taken it, dear listeners, it is super powerful, because what it measures is not your personality. It measures how you get things done. It measures your modus operandi or your MO, and it measures your planning, your creativity, your organization, and your getting things done levels. And you can just go to Kolbe.com. I am high in what's called a quick start, which means my head is full of ideas all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're rolling around. And as they're rolling around, a new one comes in, and I get overwhelmed easily, which can then sort of like swamp me. And then I just go lay on the couch and do nothing. It's not good. So what I learned through this this program is that people like me need to have some deadlines and a to-don't list, not just a to-do list. So for example, 2 months ago, after the New Media Summit, my coach and I decided I was going to create my own podcast, which is coming out in 2 weeks. So by the first part of June, it's called The Profitable Photographer. So we looked at what my priorities are for the network starting 2 months ago. So for 3 months, I've focused on the podcast. And then I also have a 12-week program that's already been recorded on how to create incredible sales from turning warm leads to hot sales. I'm still working on the title. So we decided I was going to work on the podcast, the program, and finding a virtual assistant. And so there's things I might have done had I not had that this is what you're doing. Is this about this? Nope. Then you're not doing that right now. You know, I'm not talking about don't go to the movies or, you know, take a nap, but, so having the goals and the intentions and working on those every single day, waking up in the morning with that in mind of what's important today, what's the next step to keep moving me forward. And because I set a deadline with Doug Sandler, Steve Ulscher's part of his team that creates the podcast, then it's like, okay, what do I have to do now? What do I have to do now? What do I have to do next? So that makes sense. Does that actually answer some of your question?
Yeah. I mean, I like this idea where you come up with the habits based on what you know about yourself, and that self-analysis, that resource, the Colby, that will be in the show notes, markberti.com/E362. We'll also throw in a few links in there, such as to Lucy's podcast and a few other places you can find her. But I know one of the things that you want to leave us with is info about a free strategy session. So yes. I'm wondering if you want to share that with us and just any other places that we can just keep on following you on your journey.
Sure. So LucyDumasCoaching.com is where you can find my email if you forget it, which is Lucy Dumas, Lucy@LucyDumas.com. And they're all LucyDumas. When you go to Lucy Dumas Coaching, you'll see that you can receive an ebook called 10 Big Ideas for Marketing High-End Photography in the Real World. And it's those 10 tips about things that you can do out there rather than in here where you and I are right now in the computer. But every month I offer 6 strategy sessions for people that think they might be ready for coaching. There's no obligation, but we take a deep dive. It's like I get a magic paintbrush and help you paint your dream. And then we take a look at what it will feel like when you accomplish that, some of the roadblocks. So I get a really clear picture and you get to know me, and then we decide what your next best step would be. So I would love to offer that to your clients, and be sure when you send me an email that you mention it was from the show. You could put in the heading, yes, please, something like that, so I don't think it's spam. And if you're a creative, because I also coach other artists, and particularly photographers, or if you're just like, holy cow, even though it's not her target, I think she'd be a great coach for me, I certainly am open to chatting with any one of your listeners. Let's see, was that everything? And you can go to my photography website is simply LucyDumas.com. So if you want to see my photography business website.
Lucy, thank you so much for sharing the strategy session and your resources and all of your great insights throughout our time together. It's such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you, Mark. You're awesome.